2. Judaism. The Kenites of Palestine salvaged much of the teaching of Melchizedek, and from these records, as preserved and modified by the Jews, Jesus and Gannett made the following selection. In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth and all things therein. And, behold, all he created was very good. The Lord, he is God, there is none beside him in heaven above or upon the earth beneath. Therefore shall you love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. The earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day after day utter speech, night after night shows knowledge. There is no speech or language where their voice is not heard. The Lord's work is great, and in wisdom has he made all things. The greatness of the Lord is unsearchable. He knows the number of the stars, he calls them all by their names. The power of the Lord is great and his understanding infinite. Says the Lord, as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. God reveals the deep and secret things because the light dwells with him. The Lord is merciful and gracious. He is long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth. The Lord is good and upright. The meek will he guide in judgment. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts God. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. The mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon those who fear him and his righteousness even to our children's children. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his creation. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Whither shall I go from God's Spirit? Whither shall I flee from the Divine Presence? Thus says the High and Lofty One who inhabits eternity, whose name is Holy, I dwell in the high and holy place, also with him who is of a contrite heart and a humble spirit. None can hide himself from our God, for he fills heaven and earth. Let the heavens be glad and let the earth rejoice. Let all nations say, the Lord reigns. Give thanks to God, for his mercy endures forever. The heavens declare God's righteousness, and all the people have seen his glory. It is God who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Our God is governor among the nations. Let the earth be filled with his glory. Oh, that man would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful gifts to the children of men. God has made man a little less than divine and has crowned him with love and mercy. The Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, the knowledge of the Supreme is understanding. Says the Almighty God, walk before me and be perfect, forget not that pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. He who rules his own spirit is mightier than he who takes a city. Says the Lord God, the Holy One, in returning to your spiritual rest shall you be saved. In quietness and confidence shall be your strength. They who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not be faint. The Lord shall give you rest from your fear. says the Lord. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. Yes, I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. God is our Father. The Lord is our Redeemer. God has created the universal hosts, and He preserves them all. His righteousness is like the mountains and His judgment like the great deep. He causes us to drink of the river of His pleasures, and in His light we shall see light. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to the Most High, to show forth loving kindness in the morning and the divine faithfulness every night. God's kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and His dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures, He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness. Yes, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for God is with me. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Yahweh is the God of my salvation, therefore in the divine name will I put my trust. I will trust in the Lord with all my heart. I will lean not upon my own understanding. In all my ways I will acknowledge Him, and He shall direct my paths. The Lord is faithful. He keeps His word with those who serve Him. The just shall live by His faith. If you do not well, it is because sin lies at the door. Men reap the evil they plow and the sin they sow. Fret not yourself because of evildoers. If you regard iniquity in your heart, the Lord will not hear you. If you sin against God, you also wrong your own soul. God will bring every man's work to judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or evil. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. The Lord is near all who call upon Him in sincerity and in truth. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. A merry heart is good like a medicine. No good thing will God withhold from those who walk uprightly. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Thus says the Lord who created the heavens and who formed the earth, there is no God beside me, a just God and a Savior. Look to me and be saved, all the ends of the earth. If you seek me, you shall find me if you search for me with all your heart. The meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Whoever sows iniquity shall reap calamity. They who sow the wind shall reap the whirlwind. Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. But there is no peace for the wicked. It is your own sins which have withheld the good things from you. God is the health of my countenance and the joy of my soul. The eternal God is my strength. He is our dwelling place, and underneath are the everlasting arms. The Lord is near to those who are brokenhearted. He saves all who have a childlike spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous man, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Commit your way to the Lord, trust Him, and He will bring it to pass. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Love your neighbor as yourself, bear a grudge against no man. Whatsoever you hate at no man. Love your brother. For the Lord has said, I will love my children freely. The path of the just is as a shining light which shines more and more until the perfect day. They who are wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they who turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. Let the wicked forsake his evil way, and the unrighteous man his rebellious thoughts, says the Lord. Let them return to me, and I will have mercy on them. I will abundantly pardon, says God, the Creator of heaven and earth. Great peace if they who love my law. My commandments are, you shall love me with all your heart. You shall have no gods before me. You shall not take my name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Honor your father and mother. You shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not covet. And to all who love the Lord supremely and their neighbors like themselves, the God of heaven says, I will ransom you from the grave. I will redeem you from death. I will be merciful to your children, as well as just. Have I not said of my creatures on earth, you are the sons of the living God? And have I not loved you with an everlasting love? Have I not called you to become like me and to dwell forever with me in paradise?